thrilled to be with you all today because just by being here, by being open to the conversation, I am seeing fearless, brave women who are looking for a deeper relationship with God. You, just by being here, are willing to step outside the societal norms, to go beyond complacency and just, you know, a nice comfortable life, it's what is expected of me. You are hungry for something more. And just by being here, I'm thrilled to be in this conversation with you. And my sincere prayer and my wish for you is keep that hunger with you. And don't lose sight of what you are searching for. So discernment is an ongoing thing. It's a leap that keeps going, not just during the initial period of knocking or opening up to what God is asking of you and how you can be in a profound relationship with God. This period, as Sister Patrunel indicated, is a very holy period. And I remember when I was a discerner, I took the slow route. It took a while. But my sisters would mention to me, "You've been discerning religious life. When are you going to be a sister? Tap, tap. Time flies. You ain't no spring chicken." So the thing is, I couldn't rush the process. The process is a holy one. And it's one that it's in God's time. So be open to the process and be open to the adventure. But most importantly, open your ears, open your heart, and be open to what God is asking of you as part of this profound relationship. This period of discernment is a wonderful one. And discernment does not stop once you become a candidate. It does not stop once you go into the novitiate. Discernment is this continuous leap that we keep taking. So we keep taking the leap. We keep opening our ears and opening our hearts. And we keep that hunger to be in that relationship with God, wherever God calls us. So may God bless your journey, you brave, fearless women. Keep it up.